Track 3, History of the Holmes Families. Dr. Edward Roswell Ware built this heavy Greek Revival-style house to the north of Athens in the late 1840s. He practiced medicine with Dr. Henry Hull for a time, and he co-owned a pharmacy when they were called apothecaries with Dr. Rees from 1841 to 1850. Dr. Edward R. Ware was regarded as trustworthy and sincere. He was the first intendant of Athens' governing body in 1848. He served 4 consecutive 1-year terms. During the Civil War, at the age of early 60s, he guarded captured federal cavalry on the north campus of the university as a member of Athens' Home Guard. Dr. Linden was a surgeon for the Confederacy during the latter months of the Civil War at Petersburg, Virginia. Of note historically is the 9-month siege on Petersburg from June 1864 until April 1865. We can therefore understand why, after the war, Dr. Linden reportedly eschewed the surgical side of medicine, having had to perform numerous bloody amputations on non-anesthetized soldiers at Petersburg. In 1879, at age 40, Dr. Edward S. Linden, whose original surname was Smith, bought the Ware House from the Ware family, Dr. Ware having died in 1873, his wife Margaret E. Bacon Ware in 1874, and soon after moved his family from Newnan, Georgia to Athens. Dr. Linden was a successful entrepreneur. Around 1880, he became a druggist with the purchase of the apothecary of former Athens mayor Dr. William King. And in the 1890s, Dr. Linden's enterprise, the Linden Mill, manufactured columns, Victorian spindle work, fireplace mantles, and such. The Ware Linden House is large, but be aware that in all probability at least 13 people lived together in the home in 1880, because 18 persons are shown in the 1880s Athens census, 5 of whom were Negro employees likely living in separate quarters on the property. The 1880 census lists the Linden family as Dr. Linden, age 41, his wife Anna Brown, age 33, their 3 sons, Lamar, 9, Oscar, 4, and Edward L., 10 months, and their daughter, Mazelle, 7, plus his sister-in-law, Lily Brown, age 20. Boarders in the home were the Lamar family of 3 persons, as well as 3 others who were at school boarders. Later, Dr. Linden's mother-in-law, Philadelphia Hampton Brown, came to live with the family. The 1880 census lists 5 Negro employees of the Lindens with occupations as follows: Betsy Lipscomb, a milker, age 60, Martha, Amapus, and Laura Lewis, cook, servant, and nurse, ages 25, 30, and 25, respectively, and lastly, Jenny Lipscomb, age 13, servant.